Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 46 cool degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and the sun is not quite up this morning. The time is 6:36 a.m., and we're rejoicing in the fact of another day to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have a busy day that's going to be taking place today, just wide open in different projects that are going on around the ministry and around here at our home place and in different parts of the community. And so we ask you to pray for us as we will be busy about the Father's business today, all over everywhere. Yesterday was a great day to spend with Brother Randy Barton, and what an encouragement that him and his wife came by to see the ministry that God has accomplished here in this region. And we enjoyed the fellowship over a meal, and we appreciate them and their leadership there at Anchor Baptist in Pisgah Forest. Of course, all of the ministries of Anchor Baptist, and we love and appreciate them. Thank you again for praying for us and believing God with us that He would do the supernatural here in this area. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 17, "But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, but not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire." I want you to notice the passion of this missionary. He wanted to see the Thessalonians. He had been there, and God had done a great work, but yet he had been run out of town. And in the midst of him being run out of town, different things had transpired, and he desired to be with them again. He desired to see their face. He desired more abundantly to see their face. But there's a phrase that's mentioned in this passage of Scripture that oftentimes we wonder about. We'll say, well, I'm not going to be able to be there, but I'm going to be there with you in spirit. Well, the Bible does say here in 1 Thessalonians 2:17, he said, "Though I've been taken from you for a short time in presence," he said, "I've not been taken from you," he said, "not in heart." So he said, "My heart is still there with you." Have you ever made that statement before? I'm not going to be able to be there in that meeting, but be assured, I'm with you there in heart. My heart's with you. Well, that's a biblical phrase. And you know, we're not always able to be where God wants us to be because of traveling and because of schedules and different things like that. But yet we can, our heart can be in that situation. Now, it's interesting to me on why he couldn't be there. The next verse says, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." And so he had to be with the Thessalonian believers in heart only and not in presence because Satan hindered his coming. Now, many of us are confused at times and at how powerful Satan is. But we must be assured he's not all powerful, because only God Almighty, the creator of the universe, is all powerful. But he does have limited ability to do things. And here in this setting, the ability that he has to do things is hinder things. He said, "I would have come unto you, I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." You know, oftentimes in the ministry, we find the same exact thing happening in our lives. We find the ministry of Satan, where he hinders us as believers. We want to do something for Christ, and we want to be busy about the Father's business, and here comes the hindering ministry of Satan. We want to get involved in some type of a ministry in our local church, and here comes the ministry of Satan, where he hinders the people of God from doing what they ought to do. But we must understand this. Though we may not be able to do the things that we really would be desirous of doing, as Paul was here, visiting the Thessalonians in presence, yet our heart can stay after it, and we can be all we can be for Christ in this day in which we live. May the Lord help us and teach us this great truth so that we can go on for Him. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day and a terrific Tuesday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.